You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Welcome to Visual Festation with Pete Adams, where you will learn how to use the Law of Attraction in developing your successful business. It is wonderful to be self-employed, but if you don't know how business works, then your hope of success could be hindered substantially. And that's why you will want to listen to a powerful and successful entrepreneur, Mr. Pete Adams. He wants you to achieve your dreams. Here's Pete.
Welcome, everyone, to the Law of Attraction Radio Network. And thank you for tuning into the Visual Festation with Pete Adams show. I am Pete Adams, and I am extremely grateful that you're listening to my show today. On today's show, I'm going to be sharing you a truly amazing story from my own life. And honestly, guys, when I was putting my notes together for this show and going through the whole everything that had transpired, which I'm going to share with you today, it still blows me away. I mean, this is like 15 years later when all this stuff happened, and it's just as clear today as it was back then. I mean, it's just let's put it this way, guys. It blows me away, and I was the guy in it. So let me get on with the story. You'll see why, you know, this is a truly inspirational story, and it'll show you that the law of attraction is very real, and that the law of attraction works. Back in December of 2006, my wife Robin and I, we decided to go on a ski trip out to Breckenridge, Colorado, and we went out there, and we had skied for 2 days, and then we decided we were going to go snowmobiling. So we're that morning we are heading up to the snowmobile place, and we drove by the subdivision that was on a big ridge, and there were just some beautiful homes on the up on this ridge, and you could tell, even though we were far away from that, that they were huge. And Rob was just like, she goes, let's drive through there after we go snowmobile. And I'm like, yeah, sounds good to me. And I said, you know, I need some new stuff for my vision board anyway. So, yeah, let's do that. So we had fun snowmobile. And then afterwards, we drove down to the subdivision and drove through it. And there were a lot of beautiful homes. And a lot of them had great views, too, of the 10-mile range. And so we decided to, let's find the one that had the absolute best view. And we'll take pictures of that. So after a little while of driving around, we found the one house that we thought had the absolute best view. And we took some pictures of the house and also took pictures of the view. And then we headed back to had lunch. And upon getting back to Florida, I had those pictures printed off in color with my friend's laser printer, and I put a set of them of the view in the house inside the sleeves of my vision book. And I also cut out a picture of the house and the view, and I put it on my vision board. So I actually had this in two different spots. And what that house represented to me was, it's like, if I can own a home like that as a second home, wow, business has got to be going fantastic. So that's what the house represented to me. It represented, prosperity and a wonderful lifestyle. Well, if you guys were around back around 2007 ish, you'll recall there was this thing called the financial crisis, and let me tell you, we had a real estate brokerage company. We also had a real estate investment company, as well as a mortgage company. So we would sell houses and then offer the financing. And wow! And when the financial crisis hit, and when it was really at the bottom, it was like you could not sell a house in Florida. You could not finance a house in Florida. You couldn't find a tenant to rent it. I mean, it was It was horrible. And I realized something about diversification, and it's we were diversified. We had a bunch of different colored eggs, but they're all in the same basket. So when the financial system collapsed, all those eggs got broken, and it was brutal. I won't lie to you guys. It was tough. I mean, it was as bad as when I had the challenges with the of all the consumer debt after being downsized. I mean, it was like that part too. And one of the things that was really driving me crazy was I was having a real hard time sleeping at night because it was just like, everything just seemed to be gloom and doom. And I'm like, I need to use my visual manifestation system. And I said, and I need to create a new reality because I'm not real happy with the one I'm experiencing right now. And so what I started doing at night when I couldn't sleep, instead of like watching Anthony Robbins, I would on the infomercials this time around, I would visualize going to the house of my vision board in Breckenridge, Colorado. And I'd have super detailed visualizations. And let me just share with you what it looked like. I would see myself actually flying out of Tampa, Florida. And I would see myself flying to Denver International Airport. And one of the things too is I would see myself in the plane as we're making our approach to the runway. And I could see the fields look like there. They're like, it's like farmland right before you get to the runway. So I would see that out the window. And then I would see us touching down, and I would see the outside of the airport terminal. Now, one of the things about the Denver International Airport is, if you guys have seen it, it's got a super unique look to it. They have like these giant, I guess you'd call them like sails. They're like, looks like there's some kind of fabric. And the idea is it's supposed to be like an artistic rendition of you're in the Rocky Mountains, essentially. So I would see that terminal there. And, I'd burn that into my visualization. And then I would see getting our bags and having a chauffeur help us load our bags into a black limousine, which would actually be a black large SUV limousine. And then I would see the driver taking us up to the mountains. And I would actually see us traveling up up the highway, which is I-70. And I would see us going, up and down the passes and getting up to Summit County. I'm in the airplane, I'm landing, I'm in the vehicle, I'm driving up, I'm going by these landmarks. And then I would see the sign where the in the town of Frisco, and that's it's the exit of Highway 9, and it also says Breckenridge on the sign. And we first get off the ramp, there's a small rotary circle, and in the center of that rotary circle is a life-size statue of an elk, a bull elk, and it's like made out of bronze. I mean, so I would see this elk, and I would see us drive by it, and then I'd see us head up the up Highway 9, and I would see the landmarks of going by the Safeway grocery store, going through this the satellites at the downtown area of Frisco, which is Main Street. Then I would see us cruising up Highway 9 until the traffic light where you take the left-hand turn and head up to the subdivision. And then I would actually see us going by like the golf course and seeing that, as it went by the window. So eventually I would see us driving into the subdivision, seeing the view of the 10-mile range, going down the hill and coming back up, and then actually going into the driveway of this house. And then I would see the limousine driver unpack pack our bags for us, take them out of the vehicle, and I would see myself giving him like a $500 tip. And I would hear the limo driver say, thank you, Mr. Adams. And then I would see us going into the house. And from there, you know, I would run these little routines, pretending, you know, when I'm visualizing. Sometimes I would see ourselves, you know, on a conference call with a bunch of asset managers. And then I would see myself, you know, doing my hour of power and having, being able to look out the window at this view and all kinds of wild stuff. And, you know, the whole thing was always like, everything was, I was always happy no matter what, when I was in these visualizations. And, you know, some of the stuff that I would do is I would go to this house at different times of the year as well. So I'd have one visualization where, you know, the whole shooting match of going from the airport all the way up to the house in the wintertime and what that looked like. And other times I would see myself doing the exact same trip, but doing it in the summertime and knowing what the sun, how the, what it looked like there in summer, because we had visited there in the summertime as well. So I would, like in the summertime, I would actually go down to the golf course that's below the house, and I would actually see myself playing 18 holes of golf, and not just playing 18 holes of golf in my mind, but actually every single stroke and seeing where the golf ball landed after I hit it in my mind. So, I mean, I'm going into detail on this thing like you can't even imagine. So it's like I'm playing 18 holes of golf in my head. All right. And then other times I would see us, I would visualize Robin and I going either skiing or snowshoeing. And I would do this, you know, every night I couldn't sleep. I would go to this house in my mind, and it would put me back to sleep. And you know, then day would come and I'd get back to do my hour power, go on my regular day. And then the next night and the night after that and the night after that, I'd run this visualization all the time. So it's just like, if I wasn't able to sleep, I was visualizing being at this home. So this went on for, probably 3 years. I was visualizing being at this house, and then the spring of 2010, I was walking on the beach with Robin, and I had this crazy God idea come in, and the idea was about opening up an international company. Now, to back up a little bit, in 2010, we were our finance company was only trying to do loans that were FHA, and they were big loans for assisted living facilities. So we were trying to do these big loans, and most people, you know, especially in the healthcare industry, they had no idea that there was a loan product, that was as good as the stuff that FHA had. I mean, when I learned about it, I was just like, you got to be kidding me, really? So what happened was, Robin started actually making cold calls to these facilities. And then we were getting interest like right off the bat. But at the time, it was just like, you know, because we hadn't had deals closed for a while. So the coffers weren't, you know, flush with cash. And we were thinking if we had 10 people calling, can you imagine how many deals we could do? Well, back to the beach, the idea came in that we should open up a call center in Ecuador and have people call from Ecuador using Magic Jacks. And it was the most unbelievable idea. As soon as that idea came in, I knew, I mean, this thing's from spirit. This is unbelievable. So long story short, within 30 days of having that idea come in, Robin and I, we were down in Ecuador. We had hired 10 people, and we were in keto, and we were doing sales training, and you know, teaching them, because what happened was with the Great Recession was there was a lot of people spoke perfect English down in Ecuador, who were formerly living in, for most of them, living in Florida. So these people are, you know, they already had lived in the United States, so it was a pretty easy concept for them, and their English was excellent. And the thing that really made it work in Ecuador was things were slow down there too, and you know, and their salaries down there were a lot less than what we'd pay up in the United States to have the same level of skill. So, anyways. We flew back to Miami from Quito, and the thing about South America is they have like the opposite, the opposite season that we have here in the States. So I'm leaving we're leaving Quito in wintertime, and it's cold. It's like, you know, low 50s. We land in Miami, Florida, and it's June, and it was hot. I mean, wicked hot, you know, as they say in Massachusetts. And it was like so hot. I was just like, I thought I was going to die. I'm like, this is nuts. And so on the way back from Miami, I'm like, if we have a company that's virtual and they're making calls out of Ecuador, we don't really need to stay in Florida for the summer. I'm like, let's get out of here. And I'm like, and I knew right where I wanted to go, started robbing. So we actually found a small place to rent for the summer out in Breckenridge. And, you know, the weather in the summertime, you know, everyone talks about going to the mountains for skiing, but they end up staying because the summers are so nice. And and this summer out there in 2010 was Nirvana. It was beautiful. And so we're out there working remotely from Colorado, and we started thinking, you know what, it's like, wouldn't it be great to have a place out here year round? And so long story short, Robin started surfing for one on the internet and trying to find something that we could rent year round. And that was really turning into be a challenge, because most people wanted to have they want to rent it out off season basically, and use the mountain and use the home for themselves, when it's peak, so they could enjoy going skiing, etc. And so one day Robin got back from yoga, and she hopped online, she started surfing, and she's just like, I can't find anything, basically. And I said, you know what, look on Craigslist, it's try that out. So I ended up getting on a conference call, and then once I got off, Robin just said to me, she's like, Pete, she's like, you've got to see this house. And I'm like, all right. So I walked over where she was sitting, and I looked at the picture on the screen, and I realized it was a house in my vision book. I couldn't believe it. I'm looking at the same picture that I have on my vision book, and the hairs of all over my body stood up, as my friend Constance calls them, confirmation bumps. And I was just like, no way. I'm like, whew, I'm like, it's almost like Twilight Zone. And so I asked Robin, I'm like, who's the contact person on that listing? And it was an unusual last name. And I'm like, I know that name. That's weird. I'm like, so I did a search in my email. And sure enough, I found an email from that person who had that ad that had a different ad a few years prior to that. And I had asked her for pictures it was actually a garage apartment she was offering, and I asked her to send me some pictures. This is where it starts going off the rails. I looked at one of the pictures that she sent me, and I could see out the window of this apartment that it was wintertime, and below was a picture of a concrete pump boom truck So it's like, I'm looking at this thing and I'm like, that's the same picture I have. So I looked up the picture I had in my vision book. There's a concrete pump truck with the boom up in the same picture. So these two pictures were taken. I'm not saying they were taken at the exact same moment, but they were taken within a day or two of each other. And I'm like, whoa, like this is weird. And so what I ended up doing was I emailed a lady back from the email from 2009. So he responded to that email and said, hey, saw your ad. We love to see the house. And she just said, call me. Here's my number. So Robin called her and we set an appointment up to view the house at 8 a.m. the following morning. And we asked, Robin asked her to give us the physical street address of the property. Well, 5 minutes later, we're in that subdivision and we have total confirmation that is the house that's on my vision board. That's the same house we took the pictures of back in 2006. And we're just kind of like, do you believe this? Is this really happening? And we were just like, oh my gosh, because I had manifested things before this, but this happening again was like, oh my gosh, I was like pinching myself. And it was a long night waiting to see what the house is going to look like. And the following morning we drove up to the house. And the wildest thing was the drive there yesterday of the day, we went up to take a peek at the property. It seemed like it took about 2 seconds to get there. This morning, when we're driving up to actually meet the owner, it seemed like it took half an hour to go a couple miles. I mean, it was like time slowed down. It was wild. And so we got to the house, went up, knocked on the door, and this little kid answered the phone, a little boy. He's around 4 years old, I think, at the time. And he's just like, come on in, take your shoes off. And he's like, you got to take your shoes off. I'm like, all right, well, take our shoes off. We're cool. And then the owner of the home graciously invited us in, and she gave us a tour of the home. Now, so we're in this home, and this home is like, I thought this thing was Mac Daddy from the outside. The inside of this place was just like, I mean, it was just an awesome log home that her and her husband had built themselves. It was spectacular. You'd have to see it to believe it, kind of thing. And so we're going through the house, and I'm in love with this thing. I'm like, I can't. I mean, Spirit brought this thing in. I've got to have it, kind of thing. And we started talking to her, and we're like, oh, what a coincidence it is. We found ourselves on two different ads. And I can't even describe what's going on inside of me. I am like, it's like, if I ever told you, have I told you that I visualized being in your home about 500 times? Would you find that to be odd? I didn't say anything like that, but I'll tell you, I was thinking it hard. And we actually hung out with her for about 90 minutes and had coffee, and she was really, 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 really nice person. And her husband were in real estate. So we hit it off with her. And then it came time to leave, and we, said thank you and told her we're definitely interested. Please send us an application and we'll go from there. So we left there, and we're just like, we're just looking at each other, speechless, okay? And we're on our way out of the subdivision, and on your way out, you actually drive below the house, and it's up on a ridge, probably about 150 yards or something like that. And the lady, the owner's two little boys, she had like a 4-year-old and a 3-year-old. And the two little boys are at the edge of the driveway, looking down at Robin and I and waving goodbye to us. And I was just like, I can see that to this day. And it gives me chills. And I'm like, that's got to be a sign from spirit that, you know, everything's well. We're going to get this place. And so with that rest of the day, we spent driving back, almost like drove down to Colorado Springs to go mountain biking. But I was like so overwhelmed by what had just happened that I really couldn't mountain bike. I just couldn't even function. So I just said to Rob, like, I'm not into this today. So we drove back to back up to Breckenridge, and which is about a 2-hour drive. And we probably said, did that really happen about a million times? I mean, it was just like, could not believe it. And I was just like, the thing was, it's like, I had visualized this being in this home and for like a couple of years. And the house actually came in twice. I actually found that house off Craigslist, did not even realize it because I didn't have a picture of the exterior. And we were thinking about going out there for that summer, but we were trying to do a capital raise for a hedge fund that we had opened to do private lending, and we didn't get the funding before the summer. So we never actually made it out there, and I never really followed up on that ad off of Craigslist with the owner of what we later became known as the Vision House. So it's like, I know it's a long, drawn out story, but just think about it, okay? It's like, I put this house on my board in roughly the January of 2007, and then in the summer of 2010, I'm negotiating living in that home. And this is where afterwards, you know, it totally blew me away, because it's like I created this whole event. The weirdest thing was, it's like I had to go to Quito, Ecuador, to end up in Breckenridge, Colorado. So let me just tell you, you know, the universe has ways of making things happen that are not in a straight line at all. And long short, you know, very long story short, is I ended up after that experience, we were living out in the Vision House the following summer. And I'm just like, you know what? It's time for me to write the book. And the book, it was about the experiences with 12 crazy goals, manifesting Iron Man Hawaii, manifesting the Vision House, because long story short, I had a system which became the visual festation system, and the system worked. And my whole thing about writing visual festation was, and I wrote, the funny thing was, I wrote that book from the deck of that house. So and the whole thing was about sharing my experience and try to teach each and every one of you that you do have the ability to create whatever it is you desire in your life. You just got to believe you can, and you need to do your part. And there's the proof for you. I mean, I'm not making this stuff up. It actually, all these things happened. And, you know, long story short, I tell these stories, and sometimes I'm like, I'm blown away myself, and I'm just repeating what actually happened. So anyways, you know, I hope that story really inspires you, and, you know, and lets you know that you truly are the deliberate creator of your experience. So that's the end of that quick story. I hope, I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you found it inspirational. And Where I want to end, leave off with here now is I'd like you all, if you haven't already been to peterdadams.com and sign up for our free newsletter, and it's called Tools for Your Success. Sign up for that, because what you're going to do if you do sign up for that, as from the auto reply, you're going to get what's called our Pay It Forward project. And in the Pay It Forward project folder, which you're going to get as a downloadable link, you're going to get all my books as both PDFs and as audio books, as well as our Visual Festation self-study guide, which we retail on Amazon for $179. So it's, and on top of that, we're also going to give you a collection of Law of Attraction classic ebooks, like The Power of Awareness by Neville Goddard and As a Man Thinketh by James Allen, and many more. I hope you enjoyed the show, and I look forward to seeing you next week. And remember, the life of your dreams is waiting on you, so get busy and make it happen. God bless.
Thanks for listening. Pete will be back next week with another great show of Visual Festation. If you'd like to find out more about Pete, go to www.peterdadams.com and listen to all his past shows at loaradionetwork.com/Pete-Adams. See you next week.